What's going on, everyone? So let's get right into it. Okay, so yesterday I had a great conversation with Dan Young. Dan Young is a serial entrepreneur, and he has been in the AI space before AI was this big thing, and he's launched multiple companies. And we were having a great conversation talking about his current company and I partnering together in a way where I'll be an affiliate for his company and share his products with my customers. But I wanted to kind of share this message because I had this thought right when I was in our meeting yesterday. I thought about this and I was looking and I was like, you know, man, I'm on the right path. And how did I know that I was on the right path? Is because even though the journey is hard, right? It's not easy, but the right people were coming to me, right? If you ever read the book, The Alchemist, and you know, it's one of my favorite books, I hope you read it as well. But there's a part on the journey where he's talking to the storekeeper, and the storekeeper says, "Watch the omens." And it's a recurring theme about look for, like, you know, these good omens that come to you. They kind of clarify that you're going on the right path. And a lot of times, it's almost what happens is you might see in your gut feeling, like, "I have a good gut feeling," or "Hey, this is a good omen," or "This is the right direction," right? Or "This is exactly what I needed to hear." It means whatever path you're on currently is the correct path. Because why? That means that, hey, whatever it is, it's telling you, hey, keep going, keep doing this, right? And yesterday I had so much validation that I should have a remote cleaning community, that I should be teaching this, I should be coaching people on this, because I had two calls as well with other people and they were just telling me, like, man, this is amazing. I appreciate this. This is great information. I can't wait to use this. And that's when I knew, man, I should have been doing this all along. Right. And kudos to my wife for telling me. She's like, "You should really coach people on this." I told her, "Hey, I just want to run the business. I don't really care. All right. I want to be in the background." But my build and my personality is just not a background person. Right. And I even took the wealth dynamic test and it says, "Hey, I'm a star. I should be in the front, you know, sharing my message and amplifying that." Right. I'm just not a background person. But what my message for you is, look for the good omens in your life. Look for the moments on which it brings you more clarity on where you're going. A lot of times we get so distracted with the world, the things going on, but I want to tell you something, all right? Make sure you're journaling so that way you can reflect on these moments and see what, whenever someone tells you something, you're just like, man, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Why was it exactly something that you needed to hear? What are you currently not doing? What decision are you delaying that you should be making right now? So look for the good omens, make the right decisions, and keep going. All right.